Welcome to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Lewis Allen, your host and moderator. Today, we're featuring teams from Bridgman and Coloma. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Our program is brought to you from Signature Toyota, Hyundai, Mitsubishi, and proudly hosted each week in their Signature Community Room, along with True Blue Financial, brought to you by Luke Brown and Vicki Holt. Independent, uncomplicated, and objective. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, remember, when it's time to buy or sell a home, always use a professional realtor. Realtors do make a difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders, and Jonah McDonough, your local State Farm agent, supporting our local high school academics by offering a $1,000 scholarship to one of our Academic Challenge seniors. So first, let's meet the teams. First, from Bridgman, your name and the grade that you're in.
Drew, 10th grade.
Mark, senior.
Sydney, junior.
And who's the captain tonight for Bridgman?
I am.
Mark, your coach of coaches?
Mr. Nika and Mr. Knoll. Mr. Nika is here tonight.
All right. And from Coloma, your name and the grade that you're in.
I'm Matthew, and I'm a senior.
I'm Carson, and I'm a junior.
I'm Caleb, I'm a senior.
I'm Spencer, and I'm a senior.
And who's the captain tonight for Coloma?
I am.
Spencer, your coach?
Mrs. Glisson and Mr. Sheehan.
All right. So remember, here are the basic rules. During the first and second halves, we'll announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, please wait to be recognized because there's no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round at halftime. I'm going to be your scorekeeper and judge today, and sitting in for Bill Klein is Mr. Bradford. Scott, how you doing?
I am awesome. How are you, teams?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
We can
talk.
It's okay.
So what's new with you? What's happening at the Twin City Players? And
That's my other job tonight is to go there because I have three newbie techies running our dress rehearsal for our show that opens tomorrow night, Nana's Naughty Knickers.
Ooh.
Yeah, ooh. Don't need to say anything else about that title. It's fun.
Well, that's good. All right, so let's get this match started. Your time is going to start once Scott reads that first question.
Good luck, teams. For 5 points, what adjective is applied to any human child born prior to the 9th month of gestation?
Drew from Bridgman?
Premature.
That is correct. For 5 points. For 10 points, the unit of distance known as a parsec is now commonly used in place of what?
Caleb from Coloma?
A light year.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, if you find a circle with a star inside of it on a map, what does it usually represent?
Matthew from Coloma?
A capital.
That is correct for 5 points. For 5 points, Albany has been the capital of New York since 1797. Name any of the cities that served as temporary capitals between 1777 and 1797.
Mark from Bridgman.
New York City.
That is correct for 5 points. For 5 points, trying to get the people in his vast realm together, he had 10,000 Greeks and Macedonians wed Asian women. Who was he?
Spencer from Coloma.
Alexander the Great.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, what prophet received enlightenment after sitting under a tree for 49 days?
Carson from Coloma.
Buddha.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, the line corresponding to 10 degrees east longitude passes through which three continents?
Spencer from Coloma.
Europe, Africa, and Antarctica.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, at times, history and fate meet at a single time in a single place to shape a turning point in man's unending search for freedom. So it was at Lexington and Concord. So it was a century ago at Appomattox. So it was last week in Selma, Alabama. These lines were spoken on March 15, 1965, before a joint session of Congress to propose a new voting rights bill. Name the president speaking.
Spencer from Coloma.
Lyndon Johnson.
That is correct for 5 points. Complete this quotation for 10 points from Gilbert and Sullivan's Mikado. in which the Emperor of Japan sings a song about punishing evildoers. My object all sublime I shall achieve in time to let the punishment.
Matthew from Coloma.
Fit the crime.
That is correct for 10 points. This is a math question. For 5 points, if a watch loses 10 seconds in an hour, how many minutes will it lose in 24 hours?
Matthew from Coloma.
4 minutes.
That is correct for 5 points. For 5 points, in the 23rd Psalm, with what is the writer's head anointed?
Mark from Bridgman.
Holy water.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Coloma, chance to steal. Caleb from Coloma.
Oil.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, what do scientists call any indivisible unit of matter, such as an electron or a quark?
Matthew from Coloma.
A particle.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Bridgman, chance to steal.
Subatomic.
Drew from Bridgman.
Subatomic particle.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, in the stories of 1001 Nights, what do the three sons of the Sultan of India ride?
Mark from Bridgman.
Camels.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Coloma, chance to steal. Matthew from Coloma.
Donkeys.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer is a magic carpet. For 5 points, to an observer on the moon, the Earth in full phase would appear to be shaped like A, an egg, B, a basketball, C, a pear, or D, a football.
Drew from Bridgman.
A football?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Coloma, chance to steal. Matthew from Coloma.
A basketball.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, today we fly the flag at half-mast as a sign of mourning. The custom was borrowed from the sea, where flying the flag at half-mast usually meant what?
Mark from Bridgman.
The death of a captain.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Matthew from Coloma.
Losing a crew member.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer is surrender or distress. For 10 points, which country was never made part of the Roman Empire? England, France, Spain, Ireland, or Greece?
Spencer from Coloma.
Ireland.
That is correct for 10 points. This is a math question. For 10 points, what is the value of the logarithm of the cosine of 0 degrees?
Matthew from Coloma.
1.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Bridgman, chance to steal. Mark from Bridgman.
-1.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Kind of a trick question. It's 0.
Oh.
For 10 points, what measure passed during the Lyndon Johnson administration empowered the federal government to establish standards for the purity of America's rivers and to levy penalties for pollution?
Matthew from Coloma.
The EPA.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Bridgman, chance to steal. Mark from Bridgman.
The DNR.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer was the Clean Water Act.
Oh.
For 10 points, which river runs from north to south through the entire state of New Mexico?
Mark from Bridgman.
The New Mexican River.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Coloma, chance of steal. Matthew from Coloma.
The Rio Grande.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points.
This is the final question of the half.
You're playing poker. You have 3 of a kind and a pair. What is the hand called?
Carson from Coloma. Or, I'm sorry, Caleb from Coloma.
Full house.
That is correct for 5 points. Good round, teams.
All right. Well, that does it for this half of Academic Challenge. We'll be back with the score and the 60-second round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is Bridgman at 20, Coloma 95. Now on to the 60-second round. Teams, you got three categories to choose from. We'll give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each one is worth 10 points, and there will be a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 within the time limit. You're encouraged to consult with one another at this point, but the answers must come from the team captain. After the minute is up, the opposing team will have a chance to answer any questions the first team could not answer. Bridgman, because you're trailing at the moment, you have the first choice of these three categories, which are music, antonyms, and PR. What do you choose, Mark?
Music.
Music it is. All right. Is there a setup to music?
No special setup. All the questions pertain to music.
All right. Your time is going to start once Scott reads that first question.
Good luck. The five lines and four spaces on which music is written, is called what?
The staff.
That is correct. What do we call the amount of music contained between two bars?
A measure.
That is correct. Three or more simultaneously sounding notes is called?
A triplet.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. What single note has a value of four beats in common time?
A whole note.
That is correct. A whole rest is worth how many beats when playing a waltz?
Three.
That is correct. What is the more common name for a sonata written for an orchestra?
Pass.
What time is the minuet danced in?
2/4.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. How far above a tonic is a dominant in music?
Go ahead, answer.
Oops, four notes.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Okay. I phrased it wrong.
Sorry, I had to think about it.
All right, that's four questions. All right, Bridgman, you answered four questions for a total of 40 points. That means that there's six questions still out there for to be answered. Coloma, when you're ready, your time is going to start once Scott reads the first question.
Good luck, team. Three or more simultaneously sounding notes are called?
Chord.
That is correct. What is the more common name for a sonata written for an orchestra?
Overture.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. What time is the minuet danced in?
Is it 2/2?
2/2.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. How far above a tonic is a dominant in music?
Half step.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Natural, flat, sharp, and double flat are collectively called what?
Key signature.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. A line added above or below the musical staff to increase its range is called what?
Ledger line.
That is correct.
That's two. All right, Columbia answered two questions for a total of 20 points. Now it's your turn to choose from the remaining two categories, antonyms or PR.
We're going to go with antonyms.
Antonyms it is. Is there a setup to antonyms?
The setup is choose the antonym out of the answers I give you.
All right, your time is going to start once Scott reads that first question. Good luck.
Good luck, team. Does distend mean the opposite of diminish, swell, begin, or prevent?
Swell.
Swell.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Does transient mean the opposite of permanent, flavorful, subterranean, or obsequious?
Permanent.
That is correct. Does ensue mean the opposite of litigate, proceed, fortify, or delay?
Delay.
Delay.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Does unwitting mean the opposite of clever, stupid, intentional, or unintentional?
Clever.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Does revile mean the opposite of slander, deaden, praise, or secrete?
Praise.
That is correct. Does apostate mean the opposite of loyalist, cancellation, teacher, or pupil?
Pupil.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
All right, you answered two questions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Colombi answered two questions for a total of 20 points. So that means that there are eight questions still available, Bridgman. So you're the setup one more time?
Again, choose the correct antonym from the answers I give you.
All right, your time is going to start once Scott reads the first question.
Good luck. Does distend mean the opposite of diminish, swell, begin, or prevent?
Diminish.
That is correct. Does ensue mean the opposite of litigate, proceed, fortify, or delay?
Fortify.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Does unwitting mean the opposite of clever, stupid, intentional, or unintentional?
Intentional.
That is correct. Does apostate mean the opposite of loyalist, cancellation, teacher, or pupil?
Teacher.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Does elated mean the opposite of crestfallen, inebriated, exalted, or lamented?
Crestfallen.
That is correct. Does amelioration mean the opposite of worsening, forgetfulness, bribe, or consideration?
Bribe.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Go ahead, finish the question.
Does astute mean the opposite of shrewd, foolish, winning, or debating?
Foolish.
That is correct.
That's four.
All right. Want to know some right answers?
All right.
Yeah.
You answered four questions for an extra 40 points. That ends our 60-second round. We're going to check the scores and conclude the game next here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round is Coloma 135 to Bridgman 100. It's time now to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. First, from Coloma, Spencer, what's happening in Coloma?
Greetings from Coloma. We recently rounded out our first semester last week with exams, and we are all glad they're finally over with. The boys' varsity basketball team is doing well, and their current record is 11-0. Soon, we will be celebrating Winterfest at Coloma, and we have many spirit days, and we'll round out the week with a dance and the basketball game. Congratulations to Lissy Sipien for a recent performance at Allstate Jazz Choir. And as always, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Lakeshore Public Schools, True Blue Financial, Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, Jonah McDonough, Signature Automotive Group, and WSJM for hosting this event.
Thank you. And Mark from Bridgman, what's happening?
We just recently finished up our Winterfest last week with a dance that was a big hit in a game that we ended up losing. It was a very close game. This week, tonight, there is a swim meet at our school, and then there is a girls' basketball game against Brandywine, and tomorrow night we have boys' basketball game against Brandywine.
Excellent. And we have some substitutions on the Coloma side. The whole team, has substituted out. So go ahead and introduce yourselves and the grade that you're in.
I'm Samantha, and I'm a senior.
I'm Miranda, and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Nicholas, and I'm a junior.
I'm Brianna, and I'm a senior.
All right. Well, let's begin the second half of today's academic challenge between Bridgman and Coloma. Your time is going to start once Scott reads that first question.
Good luck, teams. For 5 points, coal, trout, algae, snake, bear, spider, university, and bomber. What color can precede all of these nouns?
Samantha from Coloma.
Black.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Bridgman. Drew from Bridgman.
Brown.
That is correct for 5 points. What color names the most common species of stork?
Mark from Bridgman.
White.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, Webster's Ninth New Collegiate Dictionary is the source of authority for this question. Give me the precise pronunciation of the word spelled G-R-A-T-I-S.
Brianna from Coloma?
Gratis.
That is correct for 5 points. For 5 points, a player cannot run with the ball. The player must throw it from the spot on which he catches it. Allowance can be made for a man who catches the ball by running at a good speed. This was one of the original rules of what sport?
Drew, from Bridgman?
Basketball.
That is correct for 5 points. For 15 points, nitrogen makes up what percentage of the Earth's atmosphere?
Drew, from Bridgman?
72%.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Coloma, chance to steal. Brianna, from Coloma?
16%.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer is 78%. This is a math question. For 20 points, if the demand for curling irons in a small town is represented by the function D times X equals X minus 5 squared, and supply by the function S times X equals X squared plus X plus 3, find the equilibrium point.
Repeat that one
I will
time.
Repeat it one more time. If the demand for curling irons in a small town is represented by the function D times X equals X minus 5 squared, and supply for the function S times X equals X squared plus X plus 3, find the equilibrium point.
Brianna, from Coloma?
X equals 22.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Mark, from Bridgman?
X equals 25.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The equilibrium point is 2 units will sell at the price of $9 each. For 15 points, the novel Mistral's Daughter is about an artist and the women in his life. Name the author. The correct answer is Judith Krantz. For 20 points, sundial is the timepiece with the fewest number of moving parts. What timepiece has the greatest number of moving parts?
Brianna from Coloma?
Grandfather clock.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Bridgman, chance to steal. Drew, from Bridgman?
Clock tower.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer is an hourglass with grains of sand.
Oh.
For 15 points, what was the basic military strategy used by the Union Army to defeat the Confederate Army?
Drew, from Bridgman?
Guerrilla tactics or run and hide?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Coloma, chance to steal. Time.
The correct answer is divide and conquer. For 15 points, what 1957 movie deals with the heroism of Allied troops in a Southeast Asian POW camp?
Time.
The correct answer is the bridge on the River Kwai. Oh, yeah. For 20 points, caused by rickettsias, what disease may have killed more than 3 million people in Russia and eastern Poland during the revolutionary period following the First World War?
Mark from Bridgman.
Orange fever.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Coloma, chance to steal. Time.
The correct answer is typhus. For 15 points, what is it called when you make a crisscross pattern on the surface of a ham before cooking? What is it?
Drew, from Bridgman.
Crosshatching?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Coloma, Jasper Steele. Time.
The correct answer is scoring. For 15 points. Why did Pakistan emerge as a new country when India was given independence in 1947?
Mark, from Bridgman.
Because of all the Islamic refugees.
I can't accept that answer. Sorry.
Coloma? Time.
The correct answer is in order to give the Muslims political independence.
Oh, okay.
No, it's close. For 20 points, blanket stitches, feather stitches, cross stitches, couching stitches, satin stitches, and outline stitches are used in what form of art?
Mark from Bridgman.
Sewing.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. We're looking for a 10-letter word.
Time. Brianna from Coloma?
Needlepoint.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. It's embroidery.
And that was the final question of the match. So that does it. That's the end of today's Academic Challenge match. We're going to tabulate the scores and announce the winner after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9, WSJM's Academic Challenge, to announce today's winner and thank our sponsors. The winners by a score of 140 to 120 is the team from Coloma. Congratulations, Coloma.
Wow.
Good job, Bridgman. You guys did a good job also.
Great match, teams.
Thank you all for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge. Our program is brought to you from the Signature Community Room at Signature Toyota Hyundai Mitsubishi on Napier Avenue, a proud sponsor of Academic Challenge, along with True Blue Financial, brought to you by Luke Brown and Vicki Holt, independent, uncomplicated, objective. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors. Remember, when it's time to buy or sell a home, always use a professional realtor. Realtors do make a difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders, and Jonah McDonough, your local State Farm agent, supporting our local high school academics. Again, next week at the same time, Decatur and South Haven will go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.